Very pleased to be joined by our next guest. He is the host of Olympic Games Primetime for the CBC. We say good evening to Scott Russell. Hey, Scott, how are you?
George, how you doing?
We're great. Scott, I had to have you on because I know the Olympics are right around the corner. You're on your way to South Korea, Pyeongchang. When do you make your way down there? How much before the games are you there to get settled in to get ready to cover the games?
Well, I got 2 weeks left in beautiful Canada, George, and then on there to Pyeongchang January the 29th, so a couple of weeks from now. So I'll be on the ground 8 days before the games, and it's good reason because competition actually gets underway on February the 7th, which is a couple of days before the opening ceremony, with curling and figure skating, and so we're right to it right away in South Korea. It'll be great.
Looking forward to it. Scott, we all know in Vancouver there was the Own the Podium program, and Canada was there to deliver a lot of medals. They did. They won the most golds at that medal. Again, we saw the remnants of that in Sochi as well in 2014. Canada does tremendous. And then all of a sudden I read today that Canada's projected to win 33 medals and potentially win the medal count in Pyeongchang. Is this just leftovers from Own the Podium, or why is Canada so favored to win medals? Because I think if a lot of people listening to this right now would be surprised to think that Canada's the odds-on favorite to win the medal count.
The way it works, George, and you're right, part of that is the remnants of the Own the Podium program, which began in the lead-up to the Vancouver Games in 2010. 14 gold medals there. That was a record for any country at the Olympic Winter Games. Another reason that Canada's projected to win even more medals this time around, they won 25 medals in Sochi 4 years ago. 33 is the projection this time. There's always the addition of new sports at the games, and it happens that Canadian athletes tend to do very well in those new sports. They tend to be snowboarding kind of events, freestyle skiing events, which Canada has a great history in. So, for instance, this time into the games, snowboarding big air is going in for both the men and the women. There's potentially two more medals for Canada. Mark McMorris, Max Perrault, Seb Toutant. The Canadians have long been at the top of the podium on the X Games, and the Canadian women are also very strong there. Then you get mixed doubles curling, which is going into the Olympics. Canadians are favored to win a medal there. Team Alpine, Canadians have won a medal in Team Alpine events at the World Championships previously. And the final new event that's going in, mass start speed skating, Evany Blondin is the world champion. So there you go, four more medals, hopefully, for Canada. It's the introduction of these new sports that helps Canada in the medal count overall.
What is the COC looking for as a realistic goal for Canada this time around?
I think 33 is certainly very realistic. Based on World Cup and World Championship standings so far this season, Canada's in second place to only Germany. So, you know, I think that 33 medals is very realistic, and I think Canada would probably be projected by COC to be top three in the medal standings overall. Now, they judge who wins the medal standings, and really, there's nothing in the Olympic Charter for who wins the medal standings, but they judge that based on the number of gold medals that you win. Canadians won 10 gold medals in Sochi. I would think that there'd be an equivalent number of gold medals this time around.
He's the host of Olympic Games Primetime for the CBC, Scott Russell, joining us here on Sportsnet tonight along the Sportsnet Radio Network. Scott, when you look at some of the athletes for Canada, what feels like the most overwhelming favorite to bring gold home for Canada? Is it Mikhail Kingsbury and the Moguls, because he's had just a tremendous season? He constantly keeps winning. Is he the favorite to bring gold home for Canada? If there's one gold medal you think Canada's going to win, would it be him and Moguls?
I would have to think he'd, George, be the odds-on favorite. I mean, the guy has won 13 World Cup events in a row. He's won more World Cups than anybody ever has in his sport, not only in his discipline, but in his entire sport of freestyle skiing. He's been world champion. He's won overall World Cup titles, Crystal Globes, 5 years in a row. The only thing he hasn't won is the Olympic gold medal, and that's because his teammate Alex Bilodeau won for the second consecutive games in Sochi. But yes, that's the one that I think you would count on. I mean, others that are certainly potential, but not a lock, are in curling, men's and women's.
Right.
I would think that Tessa Virtue and Scott Moir in the ice dance have a great chance at a gold medal, but they have some very difficult rivals. And I think that Kaylee Humphries would certainly be someone who could contend for a gold medal and would be one too in the bobsled.
Is there a sport this time around that Canada could be competing for medal that they usually don't compete for medals at the Olympics?
Yeah, I talked a lot about this with regard to the Lou Marsh voting for Canada's Athlete of the Year. Alex Harvey in cross country skiing is simply one of the world's best, one of the top three cross country skiers in the world. It's the deepest sport in terms of the Winter Games. I mean, it's very competitive, particularly amongst the Europeans. But Alex won the 50K, the marathon, at the last World Championships. He just finished third overall in the Tour de Ski, which is a stage race, sort of like cycling's Tour de France, and no non-European has ever done that. He's on a bit of a roll, and I think that he could make a breakthrough. You know, we've done it in women's cross-country skiing, Becky Scott, Sarah Renner, but I think that Alex Harvey would have a real good chance to finally win a medal for Canada in men's cross-country skiing.
Speed skating, something that Canada's brought home a lot of medals recently in the last few Olympics. Do you expect the same thing from the short track and long track speed skaters this time around?
I certainly do from the short trackers. Charles Hamelin is there. He's still at or near the top of his game. He's won four Olympic medals in the past, been three times Olympic champion, so I think he could add to his total. Marianne Saint-Gelais has won three silver medals. She's still very close to the top of her game. Plus, there's an influx of new short trackers, young with a lot of potential. Kim Boutin has had a great World Cup season so far, won a few races, been on the podium a lot. Sam Girard is another youngster who could do things there. On the long track, yeah, we're going to do well on the long track. Evany Blondin I talked about in the mass start. Ted-Jan Blomen is the world record holder in the 10,000 and 5,000. I think he's going to make a breakthrough for Canada. And Vincent Dehetre in the 1,000 meters is a world championship silver medalist. So I think speed skating is really going to hold its own.
He's the host of Olympic Games Primetime for the CBC, Scott Russell. Scott, it was a pleasure talking Olympics with you this evening. All the best. Have fun in South Korea, and hopefully we'll catch up soon.
Hey, George, thanks a lot, and enjoy the Olympics.